Welcome to Destination East County with your hosts, Rebecca Williamson
and Jonathan Getz, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County includes a powwow, a jazz concert, a guitar and mandolin duo at a winery, and a British farce on stage.
Plus, we'll tell you about coming attractions, including a Celtic music concert, Cupids and Canines, Dining and Dancing with Your Valentine, A Production of To Kill a Mockingbird, and quarterback Marlon Briscoe at Grossmont College in honor of Black History Month.
So stay tuned for all these events and many more.
The Native American Student Alliance at Cuyamaca College will host its third annual powwow on Saturday, February 4th from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. in front of the Communication Arts Complex. The powwow aims to promote Native American heritage with activities, including bird singing, a native singing style of the Kumeyaay people honoring culture and traditions of local tribes. The event also includes arts and craft vendors, foods, drums, native dances, and more. For details, visit cuyamaca.edu.
The Waits, an acoustic guitar and mandolin duo, will be performing on Saturday, February 4th at the San Pasquale Winery Tasting Room in La Mesa's downtown village from 7 to 10 p.m. The Waits combine folk, bluegrass, country, classic rock, and more in the winery's cozy back room where wines by the glass, cheese and crackers, and desserts are available. For details, visit sanpasqualewinery.com.
Jazz pianist Yuko Maruyama will perform original compositions and arrangements of favorite standards in a free concert at Mission Trails Regional Park on Sunday, February 5th at 3 p.m. Yuko has toured the U.S. with her CD, In Tone Nation. Now her new album, Piano Bento, features a variety of pianos from antique to electronic. For details, visit mtrp.org.
Cuyamaca College will present the College Hour Black Excellence Panel on Thursday, February 9th from 11:30 to 12:30 in the Student Center. The panel will feature young African-American professionals from different career industries sharing their experiences in the workforce as young African-American professionals. For details on these and other Black History Month events in the Grossmont Cuyamaca Community College District, visit gccd.edu.
Lamplighters Theatre in La Mesa's production of What the Butler Saw, a classic British farce, continues this weekend and through February 19th. The cast of characters range from a lesser psychiatrist to Sir Winston Churchill. For tickets and details, you can visit lamplighterslamesa.com.
Now for a preview of coming attractions.
The nonprofit Hearts for San Diego invites you to show some love by attending Cupid's Carouse, an annual tasting party on Saturday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at the La Mesa Community Center. Wines, beers, and spirits will be paired with Valentine's favorite foods and tasty sweets. There will also be a silent auction and raffle. Hearts for San Diego has helped raise funds for other nonprofit organizations helping veterans, special needs children, animals, and the environment. For tickets, visit heartsforsd.org.
Acoustic guitarist, singer, and songwriter Jim Earp will perform Hawaiian and Celtic guitar music, as well as folk rock songs at the San Pasquale Winery Tasting Room and Gallery in La Mesa on Saturday, February 11th from 7 to 10 p.m. Wine and cheese are available for the performance in the winery's cozy back room. For details, you can go to sanpasqualewinery.com.
If you're looking for some puppy love, over 100 dogs and puppies from local rescue groups will be at Grossmont Center looking for a loving home during the Cupids and Canines Pet Adoption Event on February 12th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You're invited to meet, play with, and learn about each dog. And if you find your perfect match, you can take your new furry friend home this Valentine's Day weekend. Dozens of pet adoption groups will be on site for this special event. For more information, visit grossmontcenter.com.
The Roundup Grill in Santa Ysabel invites you to dance and dine with your Valentine on February 14th. Your feast by Chef John Little would be paired with wines from Ramona Ranch Winery, from bubbly to beef short ribs braised with Cabernet and chocolate to a surprise dessert. Live fiddle music by Celia will combine jazz and blues, zydeco and Celtic music for dancing the night away with your sweetheart. For tickets and details, visit RamonaRanch.com and click on What's the Buzz.
Pickwick Players will present To Kill a Mockingbird February 17th through 26th at Off-Broadway Live in Santee. Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird is the timeless and timely story of attorney Atticus Finch and his children Skelt and Jem in the summer of 1935 in Macomb, Alabama. Atticus strives to raise his children to be willing to see the world from other people's perspectives. But when Atticus agrees to defend a young black man unfairly accused of accosting a white woman, he finds his children and himself in grave danger. This coming-of-age story of prejudice and violence, tolerance and community is as relevant today as it was when it was first published in 1960. The novel was adapted to a screenplay which won the Academy Award for Best Picture. For tickets and details, visit pickwickplayers.net.
In honor of Black History Month, Marlon Briscoe, the first starting African-American quarterback in the NFL, will be speaking at Grossmont College on his greatest lesson in life, persistence. Briscoe played for the Denver Broncos and also became the runner-up for Rookie of the Year. The event will be held in Griffin Gate on February 22nd from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. For a complete list of Black History Month events at the Grossmont Cuyamaca Community College, visit gcccd.edu.
That's all for this week.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County Show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.